I wonder, as I start, I'm going to try and explain the Easter story a little bit. Are there any kids who might like to come and help me? I could do with maybe just 4 or 5 kids who might like to answer a question. Some of you look very keen. That would be great. Maybe just stay on the floor down here. Right, why don't you sit down? That would be great. It is more than 4, yeah. It feels a bit like Jesus because there's more like 12 of you. Slightly scary. Could anybody tell me, and if you'd like to, I won't be able to hear all of you, but could someone tell me who is your favourite superhero, if you have a favourite superhero? Micah, who's your favourite superhero?
Captain America.
Captain America, he's pretty strong. Finley?
Spider-Man.
Yeah, he's pretty all right.
Iron Man.
Iron Man, he's pretty awesome.
Doctor Strange.
Doctor Strange, slightly edgy, but I'll allow it.
Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman, yeah. The females can be superheroes too, amen.
Spider-Man.
Spider-Man, yeah.
Maybe Hulk and Iron Man.
Hulk and Iron Man, wow, yeah, that's a good one. They're both very good. What about you?
Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman as well, yeah. Double Wonder Woman. All these superheroes, they have pretty cool powers, don't they? Who can... You want to go, Maisie? Go on. You be the last one.
Who's your favourite?
Susie Chef. Who? Sue Potato, yeah, from CBeebies. He's like a potato, he's like a vegetable. So not only can both males and females, but also vegetables can be superheroes too now. Awesome. All these superheroes are pretty cool. They have some pretty cool powers. And probably all of us, from the youngest up to the very oldest, enjoy watching films with heroes in. Hands up if you've seen a Marvel film in the last 10 or 20 years, or any other kind of superhero film. And I reckon that there's a reason why those films are so popular, because I think as humans we have a deep need, a deep desire to believe that there are people who can save us when we really need it. There are people who have the power to make a difference in our lives when we're really desperate and when stuff's going really wrong. And that's what happens in those superhero films. Stuff goes really wrong, there's crime or there's bad guys or there's a threat to humanity and someone comes along and saves the day. We're going to watch a video about some real superheroes, some people who really saved some people who were in need. It's not Jesus just yet, but it will be Jesus shortly. So enjoy this video of some people who were really stuck and who really needed saving.
Bueno, un día como cualquiera otro, nos entramos en la mina y en ese día yo no tenía trabajo al tiro inmediatamente. Así es que me llevé el equipo al taller y ahí hice mi trabajo y luego me fui al refugio. Entonces yo estaba, cuando esto ocurrió, esta explosión, sobre nuestras cabezas cerca de las 2 de la tarde y nos deja tapados por 4 horas con tierra, con polvo y de ahí luego discurrimos poder salir de ese lugar, alguna manera de escapar y realmente nos dimos cuenta que no había escapatoria de ese lugar. Dijimos la única posibilidad, se llama Dios, se llama Cristo, así que vamos a tener que orar aquí. Así que se hace esta reunión y se reparten tareas. Y bueno, dentro de esas tareas, bueno, aparte también de ver cuántos alimentos teníamos, prácticamente no teníamos alimentos más de 2 o 3 días como porciones normales. Pero entre todas esas tareas, a mí me dicen, bueno, sabemos que usted es cristiano, queremos que usted nos guíe en la oración. La primera oración fue más o menos así, le dijimos, Señor, no somos los mejores hombres. Señor, ten misericordia de nosotros, mira a los jóvenes, mira a nuestra familia. Le presentamos toda nuestra situación al Señor, así que nosotros acá no podemos hacer nada, solamente nos queda usted, porque no tenemos a otro que clamar, sino que sabemos que usted es el que escucha la oración. Empezaron a pasar los días y ya empezamos a tener una oración a las 12 del día. Y esto empezó a causar... cambios en las personas, ánimo, en el ánimo, en la amistad, en la unidad. El Espíritu de Dios estaba ahí con nosotros Yo no he visto hombres más humillados que los 33. Estuvimos haciendo ayunos de 24 horas, de 48 horas, 72 horas fue lo que más aguantamos para poder que estos alimentos nos duraran en esas porciones de, tan pequeñas, pero para nosotros era importante. Así que duramos hasta el día 16, se nos acaban los alimentos después nosotros. Cuando al día 17 el Señor permite que nos encuentren, así que ya nos empezamos a dar cuenta que había movimiento de maquinaria y que nos estaban tratando de buscar en diferentes lugares.
But after 17 days of praying, a miracle. A probe had found its human target. And then a simple note, proof they were all alive.
Y estábamos ahí, bueno, orando todos los días, pidiéndole a Dios que Él se lo guiara y que realmente nos encontrara.
65 days after the collapse, and after 33 days of drilling, Igor's plan B reaches the miners.
Maybe you remember that story from a few years ago. Incredible story. People stuck underground, 2,000 feet underground in the dark with limited food and water. They were in a desperate situation. They were basically dead. People thought they might have been dead. But there were some real life superheroes who found them, who drilled down into the ground and found them and saved them. I wonder, how would you feel if someone you loved or cared about was stuck underground like those miners in Chile were? How would you feel if your family were stuck down there? You people have got your hands up, so how would you feel?
Probably scared and a little bit brave as well.
Scared and a little bit brave as well. Wow, I love that. How anyone else want to say how you think you might feel? Someone other than my own children.
I would be really scared because I would love them so much and I wouldn't have company.
Yeah, it would be really scary, wouldn't it? We'll have one more.
Scared and sad.
Scared and sad, yeah. There might be another question in a minute, guys. I know you're all so excited to help me, which is so great. You would be sad and scared and worried, and that's a little bit like how Jesus' friends felt on the first Easter morning. You might remember, if you've been following the story of Jesus up to this point, that he's died, he's gone. And his friends are really, really sad and scared and worried. Maybe some of them are a bit brave, but I think lots of them weren't feeling very brave. And in a minute, it won't surprise you that I'm going to tell you why I think Jesus is more amazing than any Marvel superhero, than any of the heroes who saved those miners in Chile. But if you've been following Jesus' story so far, you might notice he doesn't really seem like a superhero. Can any of the kids know, can you tell me what Jesus is doing in this picture on the left here? This was something we thought about on Thursday, on Maundy Thursday. What do you think he's doing in that picture?
He's on the cross.
On the right-hand side, he's dying on the cross, that's right. And what about on the other picture on this side? Can anyone tell me what's happening in that picture?
He's pouring blood onto somebody's foot.
Yeah, he's pouring water on someone's foot. Do you remember that story when Jesus washes dirt off the feet of his disciples? So he's down on his knees. Do heroes normally do this? Does Captain America get down and wash people's feet? No, I don't think he does. Does Hulk die on a cross, on a painful, horrible death? No, he just defeats everyone. So in some ways, so far, Jesus doesn't seem very superhero-y, does he? And so this is the point when we come back to Jesus' friends. They're sad, they're scared, they're alone. Jesus is dead, and they'd hoped that he was going to be this superhero. They'd been hoping for years and years that he was going to be the one who would save them, who they could believe him. They thought he was God in human form, but now he's dead. And there's something horribly final about people being dead. I remember sitting with my nana a few years ago in the hospital with her as she died. And it was really sad for me and for my family because we knew that we weren't going to do lots of the things we love doing with her again. Get off the stage, Garris. And if you know anyone who's died, you've probably felt really sad too. And that's how Jesus' friends felt. And that's how we all feel when people die. It's one of the biggest problems in our world. It's not something we're very good at talking about. Sometimes we like to ignore it and pretend that it doesn't really exist. But it does exist, and I believe Jesus gives us some hope in the midst of the most horrible thing in this world. We're going to watch a video of what happened next. One of Jesus' very best friends, she's called Mary Magdalene, is reacting to Jesus' death. And we'll see that she's really, really sad, but we're going to see what happens next that gives us a bit of hope.
When the Sabbath is over, we'll come back.
My Lord is gone. He's gone. He's gone.
I know.
No. No. No.
Why are you crying?
They have taken my Lord away. And I don't know where they have put him.
Tell me who you're looking for.
Oh, sir, if you're the gardener, please tell me where they've taken him.
Mary.
Lord.
It's all right. You don't have to hold on to me now. Go. Tell everyone. Tell Peter.
I have seen the Lord. I have seen the Lord. He's alive!
It's an amazing story because everything gets turned around so quickly from this situation where there is no hope, where their best friend, the person they put all their hope in, was dead and gone, and suddenly he comes back. Jesus is greater than any superhero, fictional or real. He doesn't fly or turn invisible, but he has power over death itself. The one thing that seems to have the most power over us as humans, the thing that scares us, that causes us pain, that hurts us, Jesus has conquered it. He's not dead anymore, he's alive. And Jesus, the death conqueror, says these very famous words that you may have heard before. He says them to you and he says them to me. He says, God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Jesus promises you, all you have to do is believe in him, and you don't have to die. You might die in this life, but Jesus promises a resurrection life with him in heaven when he returns. He's the one real superhero, the one person who can save us from death itself. His name is Jesus. He was a real man. He really died a painful, real death with real nails in his real hands on a real cross. And on the third day, he really came back to life. There were 500 people who saw Jesus after his resurrection. And all he says that you have to do to receive his free gift of eternal life is to put your trust in him. to believe in him, to give your life to him. And can I invite you today, if you've never done that, if you've never said to Jesus, actually, I think I want to follow you. I think I want to believe in you. I think I want to trust in you. Can I just say to you, today is the absolute best day to say yes to Jesus, to say, Jesus, actually, I think maybe you are real. Maybe I do want to take part of this. Maybe I do want to have the eternal life that you have come to offer. Today's a great day to do that. I'm going to invite the band back up. They're going to lead us in a song called Happy Day, which celebrates Jesus coming back to life and his resurrection. And during this song, if you think, actually, yes, today's the day I want to put my trust in Jesus, I would love it if you would come to the front here, and I would love to say a very short prayer with you and just chat to you about how what you might want to do next if you're going to be a follower of Jesus. And there are loads of other people here who'd love to chat to you about that as well. But can I invite you, if you've not said yes to Jesus, if you've not chosen to become a Christian, to believe in him and follow him, today is the best day you can make that decision. It will change your life now, and it will change it forever. This room is full of people whose lives Jesus has changed forever, and we'd love for you to experience that. I'm going to say a short prayer, and then the band are going to lead us in some more songs. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you so much that you conquered death. You didn't stay dead, and we can hope in you, and death doesn't have to have power over us anymore because of your resurrection. And I pray for each person here that we would remember that and know that and hold on to that truth deeply in our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen.